think Joy Division, the sound of Joy Division, that kind of deep drone that Joy Division made changed music, you know, his bass playing, where he used a bass as a lead guitar. No one had done that before. When Ian died, he went, let's not play him anymore. Let's make a name in our own right and write some songs, and you know, so no one can go, well, they're just depending on Joy Division. Let's forget them songs and write our own songs and see if we can make success that way. Fortunately, it was very successful, but I also just thought it was a bit silly not to play, because it was a bit like we were pretending they weren't our songs, but they were our songs. You know, we wrote all the music for those songs. We put a lot of effort in. It's like disregarding your inheritance.
We first started doing it on the anniversary of Ian's death, didn't we? We'd play a couple. If we were out gigging, remember the first time we did it, we were gigging somewhere, and it was like Ian had died three or four years ago
in America.
Yeah, and we decided to do a couple of Joy Division songs, and it just seems really bizarre now. 20 years this year, we did for 20 years.